Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. First up is our recap of Apple's 2018 Meeting of Shareholders. This year marked the first shareholders meeting held at Steve Jobs Theater at Apple Park, and attending shareholders were picked to attend randomly through a lottery. Previous shareholders meetings were held at Apple's smaller town hall venue at One Infinite Loop. Nothing too out of the ordinary to report from the meeting. Apple's board was reelected, an independent registered public accounting firm was appointed, and proposals opposed by management were voted down as usual. The Q&A session did prompt some interesting questions from shareholders in attendance, however. One shareholder refused to vote on board members in protest of Apple's software quality. The shareholder said he is upset about the retirement of Aperture, which happened years ago, and says he still runs iOS 9. Another shareholder asked when Apple plans to make iPhones waterproof because her son repeatedly drops his in the toilet. iPhones have been rated IP67 for splash and water resistance since the iPhone 7. Tim Cook did bring out his favorite bragging line that the iPhone 10 has 99% customer sat, apologies to the 1%, and said Apple has nearly 1 billion subscribers to its subscription services, so there's a milestone to watch for this year. When asked about who might replace Tim Cook someday, Cook said his job is to constantly prepare internal candidates, although the board could always choose someone else when the time comes. On the subject of Apple Pay, Cook admitted that he thought mobile payment adoption would be further along by now than it is, but said Apple is seeing fast adoption outside of the US. Questions that did not invoke responses include asking about Apple and oral health, blockchain, and touring the new campus. In the Apple Watch space, new data from Canalys shows that the Apple Watch is on pace to overtake the Swiss watch industry. That's because Apple Watch outshipped Swiss watch exports by over 1 million units last quarter, with an 8 million to 6.8 million comparison. And the trend line for Apple Watch has only increased year over year. During the shareholders' meeting, Tim Cook said Apple's wearables business, which includes Apple Watch, is nearly the size of a Fortune 300 company. That compares to last summer, when Cook described the category as equal to a smaller Fortune 500 company. So the growth continues. In the TV space, Apple has picked up a new original series called Swagger that will star NBA superstar Kevin Durant, according to Variety. The series will focus on amateur athletic union basketball and share stories from players, coaches, and their families. And in the Apple Music space, Apple's special membership pricing for students is expanding to more than 80 new markets. Included in the expansion is Israel, Malaysia, the Philippines, Poland, Portugal, and Taiwan. In the U.S., student pricing gives individual Apple Music subscribers who qualify access to the $10 a month streaming service for $5 a month for up to 4 years. And finally, two HomePod tips. First comes from my colleague Benjamin Mayo, who noticed tagging songs with Shazam on HomePod using Siri is not as easy as with the iPhone using Siri. That's because HomePod tends to refer to the last played track when you ask what song is playing, while iPhone is better about knowing when to listen for a nearby playing song instead. The trick? Just ask Siri to Shazam this song, and HomePod will identify nearby playing music correctly. The second tip is for HomePod customers with two speakers waiting for Apple to officially support stereo playback. Stereo support is coming later this year, Apple says, but in the meantime, using the Mac app Aerofoil from Rogue Amoeba can get the job done. You can already play music and podcasts from iTunes to multiple HomePods, but only with repeated mono output. Aerofoil goes a step further by letting you create left and right balancing with true stereo playback. So if the drum track is playing in the right channel and the vocals are coming through the left channel, Aerofoil will reproduce that with two HomePods over AirPlay. The workaround isn't quite as polished as the promised stereo feature and requires AirPlay, not Siri, but it's a useful tool for now. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.